Every episode is about empowering you to live your life the way you would love to. If you can dream it, if you can believe it, and it's within your physical and mental capabilities, then you can achieve it. We discuss neurodiversity, health, wellness, fitness. We empower businesses, especially those in the disability sector, to be the best they can. And we empower corporate businesses to promote well-being for their staff and to create neuro-inclusive workplaces. We are here to inspire and empower you on your journey of empowerment and confidence. So tune in each week. Check out our website, breakfreeconsultancy.com. Hi everybody, Jackie Grant here. So today's episode is focusing on empowerment and confidence. You'll often hear me say, if you can dream it and believe it, then you can achieve it. But that's only part of it. When it comes to achieving goals and living life that you're happy with, that you're inspired by, it's also about knowing where your blocks are. Now, recently I was asked, what does it mean to be empowered? Like, why empower yourself? What does that mean? Well, it means something different for everybody. For me, it's about feeling confident to take action, to have confidence in myself, which is a form of belief that I can achieve the goals that I set out. Now, obviously, some goals require money, some goals require motivation, and some goals simply require us to look at the big picture and say, yes, yes, yes to me, yes to achieving this goal. For many years, I have had the goal of owning my own business and being self-sufficient, to be able to travel and work from wherever I choose to in the world. Now, step by step, I get to do that because I get to connect with people on the other side of the world, such as Canada, Hawaii, America, all from the luxury in my own home. And that's great. However, my next goal is to physically be in those countries and be with those people, hanging out, laughing, joking, and sharing our ideas. And to do that, it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of energy, and a lot of my time. And it's going to cost me some money as well. And that's okay. Because it's so important to me to be able to do that, that I'm going to find a way to make that happen. Now, being someone that is neurodiverse, often it's not that simple. With neurodiversity, and especially ADHD, the brain is divided into two parts, and you're either learning or you're doing, but it's challenging to do both at the same time because of the physiological structure of the brain. And so when it comes to feeling empowered, so in confident to take action, for someone with ADHD, if their brain, in just listening to the dog in the background there's got an opinion, but if they're empowered to and they're motivated and they're ready to take this action, but their brain is in the learning part, then it's going to be really hard. And that's where things like, you know, I just can't seem to get anything done will come into play. And it's bigger than somebody just feeling tired or somebody lacking motivation. It's something that is like, yes, I want to do. I want to finish writing that book, or I want to be able to go out and hang with my friends. I'm like super really wanting to do that. But physically, it's almost impossible to do because I don't have the energy and my body aches and I'm exhausted. I'm mentally and physically and emotionally exhausted. And that's what happens, and a little bit of what I've just described is ADHD paralysis. So how do you overcome that? Because people say to me, where's your ADHD where you're stuck? where you're not doing something. And I reflected upon that. I learned for myself personally, and also having ASD as well, is that I love the routine and I love to be able to do more and get up and do the same thing almost every day. But my ADHD wants the spontaneity and the fun and the creativity, because that's where we get the dopamine from. And so I look like I do a lot. To other people, especially other ADHDers, I look like I do so much. And yet, little do they know that for every one or two projects that I achieve success in and finish, which is woohoo, as a milestone, is that there is another five or six in the background going on. So there is a lot for me of where I am motivated, I am driven, I am empowered to be able to take this action, and I can freeze or I can be in overwhelm. Now, everybody experiences overwhelm. You do not need to be neurodiverse to experience overwhelm. It's the approach, it's the thought process, and it's what happens next when in overwhelm that will either give you momentum to move forward, give you the dopamine that you require to feel good and boost those serotonin levels, or it is simply just saying, I'm doing it, and taking action. Now, a neurodiverse person struggles, but the neurotypical person will just say, well, you know what, just get up and do it. It's that simple. And they kind of don't understand the little bit of paralysis and the little bit of, you know, just get over it. I've heard that so much, just get over it. But it's not that simple to just get over it. So that when you're neurodiverse, because there's anxiety, there's other things going on that struggle to get over the overwhelm. And the overwhelm can drive you into that whole sense of feeling deflated, feeling further anxiety, feeling like a failure. There's so many things that goes on. So how do we live an empowered life when neurodiverse and neurotypical? There's two different ways to this. The neurotypical person will always find a way to be able to shut off, to have those healthy boundaries in place, and their overwhelm and anxiety is at a lesser degree if they get it. The neurodiverse person will struggle. They will sit back and their mind will want to do it, but not so much the body. Or the body might have lots of energy, like especially ADHD, hyped up, ready to go. You know, yeah, I've got so much energy. But the brain's like, yeah, no, we don't want to do anything. Let's just chill here on the couch and watch Netflix or maybe read a book. Now, depending on where the bigger motivator is, the bigger driver is for the neurodiverse person will depend on what happens next. Now, when the person has ASD as well, there's a little bit of conflict going on because it's like, oh, we need to do this in a certain way, and there could be social anxiety as well. So if it means going out, it's like, oh, what if there's a lot of people there? Yeah, I don't know that I'm ready to do that. I don't want to talk to strangers or whatever it is. And it shows up differently for everybody. So how do you overcome all of this? You take it one step at a time, but the first step is awareness. The first step to empowerment is having awareness of what your triggers are, what your strengths are, and really, really knowing you, so that you can then articulate the best way possible. And for neurodiverse person, this is not always easy, because sometimes, and this is when a meltdown and overwhelm occurs, is there's something wrong, but I can't tell you what it is. All right, now there's lots of terminology and words for all of this, but I'm just giving you the more explanation of it rather than the word. So feeling empowered, motivated, yes, I'm ready to go, I've got energy, I'm like super there. Neurotypical person will get on with it. The neurodiverse person may need a little more encouragement. may need a little bit more. I don't like hand holding because, you know, a lot of people are very independent who are neurodiverse. There's others not so. But when there is a trigger and you don't know what's causing it, you don't know what is wrong, but you just know that you feel angry, you feel frustrated, and you feel everything. Like, it's almost like you can feel sound. You can feel it. Like, it's so intense. And that feeling of tension and anxiety and anger and frustration, it's all got to come out because it builds up so big, it's so uncomfortable. So what that means is that that can look like a meltdown, you know, throwing things, yelling, you know, I'm so uptight, so angry, so over it, and I don't know why, and I can't tell you what it is, because if I could tell you, then I probably would be on my way to solving it. So how do you stay empowered and achieving your goals, and then you have this whole, yeah, I'm looking at this and I'm frozen, there's nothing happening? And once again, this is more so in a neurodiverse person than neurotypical person. So how do you deal with it? Well, I've already said you got to know yourself, and the important part of knowing yourself and understanding it is that you're not going to know all of it ever. There will always be surprises when it comes to a neurodiverse person. Always. We are always surprising ourselves in so many different ways. It's like, oh, I didn't know that about myself. Okay. And then there's the next step of empowerment, which is I've got to learn more about that, whatever it might be. You know, like triggers. Oh, certain topics trigger me. But why do they trigger me? Because they create fear. And when I'm feeling afraid, I just want to hide from the world, because then I get anxiety and then I get overwhelmed, and I've got to go research this particular topic, and the more I research it, I'm now taking myself down a rabbit hole, and when we go down the rabbit hole, it's so much harder to get out, especially by ourselves. And so understanding as many of your triggers as you possibly can that will send you into overwhelm, hyperfixation, giving away so much energy, which then diminishes the serotonin and the dopamine levels, which then leads to lack of energy, which leads to paralysis. And then from that paralysis, so to speak, I'm talking a physiological, well, not even physiological, it's a mindset paralysis. It's very much like my body is aching and feeling heavy, therefore I can't do, right? It's not a physical paralysis, although it can feel like that. And what happens is from there, when you know that that's where you go, when you know that this is what happens, you now have information to use to help you go, hold on a minute, I can't talk about that topic with you today because I'm a little tired and I'm going to get triggered and then I'm going to hyperfixate and I'm just going to go down the rabbit hole. Now, you don't need to say all that. You just say, yeah, okay, you know, that's great that you're doing that. That's awesome. You know, can we talk about something else? Now, if you are a neurotypical person, you may notice that you have a friend that has to explain or overshare a lot of information, and that person may have some traits of ADHD because there is the oversharing. And a lot of ASD people that are verbal, so more level ones, some level twos, will actually overshare a little bit as well, because they're going to make sure you've got all the information. But there will also be a phase in that conversation where it's sort of like, can you get on with it? Can you get over it? Because I'm done. So feeling empowered and taking action and following your goals and your dreams looks very different for a neurotypical person and a neurodiverse person. And whichever one you are, it's important to really celebrate and acknowledge your strengths, because everybody has strengths. Everybody does something really well. And when you can focus on that a little more, it will help you to, as I said, build your dopamine levels, build your serotonin levels. And then that can help you to keep moving forward toward a goal, one moment, one step at a time. So loving you, knowing what you're good at, and feeling empowered in your life is so important for you to achieve your overall long-term goals. And to believe in you and celebrate yourself is the best gift you can have, because we are our own worst critics, but we can also be our own best cheerleader. So I hope that helps you have a little introduction on, and I know that the focus has been a little more on the neurodiverse side, but hey, neurotypical people, you do it so well. You get over overwhelm a lot easier than someone that's neurodiverse. But let's have patience, understanding, and tolerance for each other without all the labels and definitions, because you know what? We are all incredible and unique, amazing people. So let's celebrate who we are and live our best life.